What about, can I ask you about another job that you, that's supposed to be in line with you, and that's Bodyguard 2.
Right.
I know there's been pressure on you to make this film. And there was a suggestion that at one point that the Princess Di was to star in it. Were the truth in that? Or?
Well, I've talked about this, and this is your princess, so I want to be really respectful here. And everything I've ever said in the press has always been true, whether it was written true or not. I had talked with Princess Di a couple of times. I explained to her that I was going to try to make this movie for her, and she was genuinely interested. And without going into great detail, we talked on the phone, and she never committed to saying that she would do the film, but I said that when I was done, I was going to show it to her, and she was genuinely excited to see it. Sarah was a real good intermediary on my behalf.
Sarah Ferguson?
Yeah, uh-huh. She was great. And I want to tell you one great thing about Sarah, too, before we get off. But we wrote the script, and we had a very pretty exciting script, and the day the script was delivered to me, we lost Diana. And it was really, it took the wind out of me. And a lot of people were talking about your princess, you know, Day. It was obviously around the world. Anybody who could get in front of a microphone did. And I want to say this, I never did. For 3 months, I never even mentioned that. And I was devastated by it. And about 3 months later, a very good reporter working very honestly somehow sussed the story out. And that's when it hit the news. And, of course, there were some denials that it wasn't going to happen or she never had talked to me. And that's just simply not true. She did. She was a very graceful woman. And it's a great loss to all of us. And I'm sorry for her husband and for her children. And
but beyond the obvious reason for having her, I mean, what was the reason for going for her? I mean, you're not...
Well, I think that we set a pattern for Bodyguard by using a real singer in Whitney Houston.
That's right.
Not an actress. And so in protecting a real person, the movie maybe had a chance, again, to break new ground because we think of her, thought of her as all of our princes.